All right. So the Mishnah is on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, okay? We're all familiar now with the terms. Just take a step back for a second. We're going to be spending the next few weeks investigating what a Korban Mincha is. Okay, and it's great because we're going to use the Mishnah that tells us everything that is not Makev to get a better sense of what a Mincha is. Okay? That being the case, okay? Yes. Okay. So, Yonah, read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, what does the Mishnah say? Stop for a second. Okay, so what's the halachas here? Lo yatzak means what? I didn't pour oil onto the what? We'll see about that, okay? Because there's different yatzikas, okay? Let's make it simple for now. I didn't pour oil on the solas, okay? Or I didn't do belila. What's belila? What? The kneading together, the mixing together of the oil and the flour. Of course, by the way, if you're going to be baking this, what's the problem? What else has to be in there, even though the Torah doesn't say so?
Water.
Thank you. Water.
No,
not necessarily. Water. All right, go on.
Below,
what's below pasas? Petitim, as the Torah says. What do I have to do afterwards? Right, and then you have to break into little pieces, okay? But you fold it over, and eventually you're going to break into little pieces, okay? So let's say I didn't do that. We'll get to that. Okay. I know, everyone loves this. Everyone loves the hand motion. I get it. Yes, look at me. I can make pizza. I know. Okay.
It would be easier for it to break apart if it was Ashkenazi matzah.
Of course. Okay. Velo malach. Now, what's malach?
Salt.
Okay. Come on. Not salt.
Salting,
okay?
Oh, okay, fine, but
you should. What's odd about this malicha? When is malicha? Malicha is normally used for what? Exactly. When you salt, after you shecht an animal, you salt it to draw the blood out, okay? You got to calm down. Hold on, buddy. Hold on.
This was relevant.
1 second. Where's the malicha? Where's the malicha here? Where's the malicha done here?
You do it on the thing that you throw it into the fire.
They put it on the pizza.
Okay, so somehow, something that doesn't seem to be part of a non-animal korban, yet you do add salt, okay, to this mincha. That's going to be like an ikar part of the sugya later on, this idea of what malicha's role is in both korbanos and mincha. It's just an odd thing because I can understand malicha by an animal because what is it doing by the animal? It's drawing the blood out. There's no blood to draw out by the mincha, okay? Next, v'lo hainif. You guys should know that by now. What's hainif?
Wait.
Good. Okay. So if you didn't do tenufa, what else? What's that? Okay, so that's important. Okay, now Hagasha, now remember, we can cheat a little bit. We know that a czar really can't do Hagasha, right? A non-Kohen can't do Hagasha. Hagasha means bringing the mincha to the corner of the Mizbeach, which is Salas Machlokas, okay? Now what's important about that? Right? Why can't a czar do that? Nice try. Well, okay, that's more like it. In other words, if the problem is the czar can't go, it's just a technicality. He can't get to the Mizbeach. And we're going to do a Tosos later on that says, well, what he could do was, theoretically, is he could go from, he could take the salt from underneath the Mizbeach, right, get close to it, and then chuck it up, and it'll land on top of the Mizbeach. So he could do it, right? But Tosos says, but it's not covetic to do it that way. So we'll get to that, okay? Yeah, I kid you not, it's great. Okay. Finally, what does the Mishnah end off by saying, Yonah? The Mishnah says, okay, so the Mishnah adds, or what did you do? When you broke it up, you broke it up into big chunks, okay? Into big chunks, right? V'lo mishachan, what does that mean? Shmir, right. Shmearing of the oil, okay? Kshera. Okay, so now I'm going to take Asher's, I think,
Rambles,
and like try to make some sense out of them. It's a very funny Mishnah, because the Mishnah is gutting, so to speak, so much what's necessary for a mincha. So obviously the Gemara is going to sense this, and what does the Gemara say? My lo yatzak, Yonah, that's your cue.
Yeah. My lo yatzak, lo yatzak,
ksivba, what does that mean?
Ksivba. What do you mean you can't, you don't have to pour it?
We know factually, axiomatically, from the Torah, right, that if I don't do yitzika, meaning if I don't pour shemen onto my solas, I'm not going to have a mincha to speak of. So can't mean lo yatzak, meaning I didn't pour it at all. Rather what? Elazar. Okay. So you have to have a little background here, a little bit, okay? Because I know what you're going to say. If a czar can do it, right, what does that imply?
This is She's Yatika. No one says
it's a, no, no, it's not what? No. Listen to what they're saying. Not a Nomisa.
It's not a voda.
It's not a voda, right? Okay, one second. What do we know? We know that, give me the prime example of what a czar is allowed to do by a korban.
The most famous one.
Shrita.
Very good. Okay. That a czar, a non-coin, is allowed to shecht an animal. Okay? Is that right? You know that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. So a non-coin can shecht an animal. Now, why? Because we say shrita. If the non-Kohen can do it, that implies it's not part of the Avoda. Now, we've got to be careful when we say it's not part of the Avoda. Doesn't mean it's not part of the Avoda at all. It's just that there are certain actions that only Kohen can do, and there's certain actions that even a Zara could do. Okay? Don't say it's not Avoda at all. It is something like Avoda. It's just that it just doesn't rise to the level that it's the exclusive domain of the Kohen. That being the case, which of the steps of Mincha can only the Kohen do? Only coin. Kmitza. Okay? Mm-hmm. For sure. The kmitza was set up, this thing that you guys love doing. That's the only thing. You have a 5-minute ban on questions. That's the only thing that's the thing only coin can do and no one else. Is that clear? Okay, so all these other things, Yisrael can do as well. Okay? Now it sounds like, I think what Asher was asking, it's gutting the mincha. What do you mean? Like it doesn't seem exclusive to the domain of the coin. What kind of a voda is it to say that it's an avoda where so many necessary steps, right, don't have to be done by the Kohen? It's a very odd idea on the surface. Okay? Okay. Now, what does the Gemara say? So now the Gemara says, lo yatzak, we see it could be done by a czar. Right? Okay. Now the Gemara says, psula. Okay. So that's very good, right? And if you read the Mishnah, it's insofar as the literary style of the Mishnah, right? So there's no question, there's a list here, and you would assume that categorically whatever applies to one would apply to everything else, including the list. So once it establishes a precedent of lo yatzak, meaning a czar can do it, it should apply by bala and everything else. However, David is somewhat right, because they are different actions. We're going to have to define what the nature of each action is. But yitzika and belila are two different things. They're two different phenomena, right? Pouring oil and mixing together, as you'll see, are two different phenomena, okay?
As you'll see, I feel like
you don't. You just think you do. Yeah. Hey, see, it's beautiful. Paley gets it. Yeah. That's all you got. That's the only word you got to add in. All right, so now, Yonah, go on the Gemara. Now comes the hard part. The Hatnan. No, Nivlalin. What does that mean? Okay, so what does a guy do? So let's say a guy makes a nedava. What does that mean? Very good. What are you like? You're like asking an art school translation, okay? So a guy makes a voluntary offering of how much? Okay? 60. Okay, so what does he do? He brings the 60 in one kli. Okay? He'll bring the 60 in one kli. He's got his 60 Yisaron kli at home. He brings his solas, his flour, in that kli. Okay? So far, so good. So that Mishnah says Nivlalin. So I can then add a log shemen, right, to the 60 Esronim of Solas. Okay? And do what with it then? And blila. But if I brought 61, okay, now again, to be clear, if I did an adava to say I'm bringing 61 Esronim of Solas, okay, how could I accomplish that objective?
Split it up.
Meaning, let's say put 31 Kli, 30, 31 in the other. But what I couldn't do is I couldn't bring 61 in a kli. Okay, so again, if I bring 60, right, 60, we'll call that the maximum shear of solas, right, to do a blila, right, a blila. So if I bring 60 esronim, right, I can still do blila. If I bring 61, I would not be able to do blila at that point. Okay?
What if you bring 60?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
No. So the Gemara. So why is this akasha? Why is this akasha? Keep going. Finish up this point. The Gemara says the havinamba, right? So what do we see from here? What's that saying? My havi, right? What does that mean?
If they're not mixing.
What?
If belila is not required, so the other guy brings 61 esronim,
right?
In other words, the Gemara is saying that if I bring 61 Esronim, I can't do Belila. Who cares? We just established from the Mishnah that Belila
No, meaning what? Meaning if the Blila Mili is not Ma'akev, right?
No, didn't we just establish
that it is? Oh, one second. What's the Gemara trying to push here then? What's it trying to say? Again, Vavinam Ba, Ki Inam Nivdalan, My Havi. What does that mean? Oh, man. So the Gemara says, the Hatznan Lo Balok Shera, but doesn't the Mishnah say, if I didn't do Blila, it's still Kasher? Meaning in this instance, the Gemara wants to learn that Blila is not Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, no. Ram Rav Zera. Rav Zera explains this. And here it comes. You'll see. Right? Kol haroi labila. What does that mean?
Potential to get blila.
Good. Ain. Me'akevizbo. This is one of the most famous logical chakiras in Menachos. I kid you not. Okay? Which we're going to define today. That if something is roi for blila, right? Then blila is not ma'akev. Okay? So again, if I bring 60 esronim, if I bring 60 chunks, okay, of, that's a bad word to use, whatever, 60 amounts, right, esronim, of solas, of flour, right, and belila, and therefore I'm able to do belila on this, I don't have to do belila on it, okay? But, one second, but if I bring 61, right, where I could not do belila on this, belila is ma'akev. Well, how does that make any sense?
Anyway, so